I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. Johnny Cash's rendition of Nine Inch Nails' song played through the radio in that same slow, sad cadence. It was a song I'd learned to understand deeper than I ever wanted. I had mixed feelings about staying and listening to the whole track in my parked rig or getting down at the Flying J rest stop and grabbing a quick, probably non-nutritious meal. It was one of her favorite songs, and I didn't want to think about her right now. I turned off the engine and climbed down the front steps to the dirt ground. It was late in New Mexico, right outside White Sands Naval Base. To be honest, the place kind of gave me the creeps. There was something just not right about that area of the world. I'd heard all the conspiracies, of course. Government testing, aliens, even interdimensional portals. There was no doubt they were doing something they didn't want people knowing about, but I also doubted they had little nude green men running around. I crossed the parking lot, where other trucks were bedding down for the night, some plain and straight from the manufacturer, others chromed out with a full set of chicken lights like my own. I fully intended this to be my last stop. There was a frozen burrito on the Flying J with my name on it and maybe a Mountain Dew. As I opened the door to the rest stop, I knew there was something wrong. The Flying J was on the smaller side as far as things went. I'd been to every rest stop from San Diego, California to Augusta, Maine. I'd seen rest stops with barely enough room to fit a toilet and cashier, up to ones that you would have thought were a full-on shopping mall. This one was smaller with restrooms in the back, a handful of aisles, and the cashier next to the front door. Right now, that cashier was a young man with a face full of pimples, shaking as he stuffed bills into a coffee pot. You heard that right, a coffee pot. It still looked warm by the way the cashier palmed it from hand to hand like he was playing hot potato. Another man held a handgun to his chest, screaming at him so quickly the words seemed to come out together.
Hurry, hurry, the money in the pot, all of it!
The man holding the gun looked at me with wild eyes. He pointed the gun in my direction.
Oh, snap, you get over here. Hands up, hands up.
I'd always wondered what the odds were that I'd be a party to a robbery one day. I knew it had to happen sooner or later. Out on the road more than I was home. Who am I kidding? The road is my home. Entering thousands of gas stations and rest stops over the years, it looked like the odds had finally swung my way.
You deaf man!
The guy with the gun was erratically moving from pointing his gun to me and then the kid packing a coffee pot with bills.
I said, you deaf man, you want to die today? You want to die today?
I lifted my hands as adrenaline jolted through my system like a bad gear shift.
Over here,
the man with the gun said, motioning with a weapon for me to stand in front of the cashier so he could see us both.
Let's go, come on, let's go.
I was no John Rambo. I had no experience in the military, either. I'd never even been in a fight, unless you counted getting beat up while I was blacked out drunk. I didn't. I walked over to stand in front of the cashier, hands still in the air. I got a better look at the man holding the gun to my head. He had to be in his 30s or 40s, with dragging pants, chains around his neck, and a sports jersey two sizes too big.
Here, that's all of it.
The cashier said in a shaky voice. He handed the coffee pot full of cash to the man with a gun. If I didn't have a gun pointed at my head, I would have thought seeing a coffee pot full of cash was funny. Apparently, our brainiac robber didn't anticipate needing something to put the money in when he arrived. A puddle of spilt coffee by the coffee machine told me all I needed to know. If I weren't so scared, I'd be kind of mad how much coffee had been wasted.
All right.
The man with a gun bobbed his head as if he heard some kind of beat in his mind. He was about to go when he thought better of the idea and motioned to me.
You, your wallet, ring, empty your pockets. Let's go.
I started sweating when he mentioned my ring. Thus far, I had planned to stay out of this whole ordeal. I didn't want anyone to get hurt. Money would come and go, but lives wouldn't. I knew that better than most.
Slow, hurry.
The man said, wiggling his gun from my head to the pot. How am I supposed to go slow and hurry? I growled as I slowly and quickly reached for my wallet and dropped it in the coffee pot.